Howdy, a Frank Show. Jim Brewer is going to be performing at Irvine Improv tonight through the 6th, I guess. Irvine.improv.com for your tickets. And he's here, isn't he? Where is
the famous Jim Brewer? We love Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer!
There he is. Hi, Jim.
Good to see you, man.
Nice to
Thank
meet
you
too.
So much for being on the
Thanks
show.
For having me.
We love it.
Have a seat.
Everybody's right. Excited, Jim.
Are you?
You still
everybody around here is, yeah.
Still, go ahead, shoot
You're
away.
Still doing your
No.
No?
What, were you
what about the other thing?
No.
You're not doing that either
no,
anymore.
No, but I'm doing that thing, though. The newer thing I got.
Yes, is this microphone on? There we go.
There we go. So am I doing what?
The radio show on Sirius.
No.
What happened?
Done. It's like 7-8 years.
I know, you're just like...
Was it that long?
I've been doing this for 20, man.
Listen, you...
I'm a glutton for punishment.
Here's a great thing about Sirius. Unless you're Howard Stern, or like an Opie and Anthony, I mean, yeah, I had a good following, but the pay is. I shouldn't be telling you this. The pay was fantastic. Hmm. I even felt a little guilty for the amount of work that I had to do compared to.
Was it every day?
Like
you did
guys.
You do it every day?
I did do it every day, and then I scaled back to Fridays only.
Why can't we even work
a
deal like that?
Jump.
Fridays
Every day
only.
To Fridays only.
Damn it.
Yeah. And then, because I wanted, and the reason I went to Fridays only is because I wanted to start doing stand up and just getting back out there again. Because I realized I wasn't selling tickets. We were every day, and they're like, "Oh, your show's huge. It is. Dude, let's book Chicago. Oh, we got 80 tickets sold. What?
So
we were huge. Well, you are here if you get satellite and then. Yeah. You know, and everyone's like, "What happened to you? Would you fall off the face of the earth?" I'm like, "No."
That's always a good question for
big
somebody.
Big show.
I mean, and a satellite.
Sirius. You get it. What's Sirius? Oh, all right. So,
I don't do the podcasting. You're like, no, it's not. It's not a podcast. It's a no,
right.
No, forget it.
Well, so now,
glad you're back out doing the touring again. Jim Brewer is going to be performing at the Irvine Improv tonight through the 6th. Tonight, tomorrow. Irvine.improv.com to get your tickets. Now, I don't know if you heard when you were in the green room.
What?
That I was telling my lady, I was like, "Hey, Jim Brewer's going to be on the show." And she's like, "Who?"
It's fine.
And I go,
"You know him."
Here's the
and
songs.
I was getting ready to say,
the songs are Gold Boy
and
Half Baked. That's the two. So you heard that song. What song?
The Half Baked. Oh, yeah. Where's that band? And
is
then the goat.
The goat from. And I go, "Yeah, Goat Boy." But I almost felt like you've done so much since then and
been
so much stuff that it was like when I told her that, I almost felt bad for saying it. Because it was such one of those characters on Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
But did you do that? It's like.
Screwing
around. For yourself, screwing
around?
Yeah,
no. This started as a kid. That started in high school. I would. When we go out, we'd sneak into bars, and it started off where. I either talked to, I pretend I was AC/DC's roadie. Mm-hmm. I had all different characters, and one of the characters, which would get us unlimited amount of alcohol for the night free, was the Tourette goat guy. I would do the goat, and Tourette's is not funny,
but
getting free drinks, it works. So, you know, you'd walk up like, "Hey, man, I need a couple drinks." And you'd be like, "What's..." And I'm like, "You all right, man?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know, you all right?" And then, boom, like, "Let's just go in a corner. I don't need your drink. I don't need your money. Just, you know." Just...
Oh, my God.
Like, "Oh, wow."
Awesome.
And then, you know, you get the whole parade of dummies with you. And they're like, "Can I do a donkey? I'm going to go up and give me the donkey. Can I get a..." And then, dude, you're overdoing it. You're overdoing it. We're going to blow the scale.
The bartender catches on. He's like, "Get out of here, everybody."
Right.
Even you, goat.
Right. The goat, they felt bad. I was talking to chicks. Now you bring in the donkey and we're clearing the place.
Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.